What a difference a year makes. Only 11 months ago, Vladimir Putin proudly hosted the G8 leaders in St. Petersburg. It was an historic first for Russia, which became a member of the summit club in 1997. Other members are the United States, Japan, Canada, and four West European powers. Enriched by oil and gas, a newly assertive Russia has clamped down on dissent at home and is at odds with the West over Iran, Kosovo, and missile defense. David Satter, a Russia specialist in Washington, says Western leaders need to be blunt with Mr. Putin.
And what we need to do is to make it clear to the Russians that we're not going to check our freedom of speech at the door, that we fully intend to insist that they adhere to the principles of the organization of which they're a part.
Satter believes Russia should never have been admitted to the summit club.
It doesn't really belong there now because the G8 is an organization of industrial democracies. Russia economically doesn't qualify, even with its windfall gains in oil and gas revenues.
There are two new G8 leaders, Japan, Shinzo Abe, and the new French president, Nicolas Sarkozy. Chancellor Merkel wants this year's G8 meeting to yield action on eliminating greenhouse gases and boosting aid to Africa. Colin Bradford of the Brookings Institution, a Washington research agency, says action on climate change is possible, in part because President Bush has modified his opposition to limits on carbon emissions.
The American position on this is changing and has changed in the last 6 to 8 months since the U.S. election in the fall of 2006.
Opposition Democrats, now in charge of Congress, favor action against global warming. Bradford says G8 climate talks are taking on new importance.
This will be a G8 plus 5 discussion on climate change, which will include China, India, Brazil, and Mexico, and South Africa. And the heads from those five countries will be, for the first time, involved fully in the substantive discussions on climate change.
Bradford and others would like to see the G8 expanded to become a more representative global group. That's unlikely to happen anytime soon, as the G8 is still having trouble absorbing its newest member, Russia. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.